Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and MBs, and welcome back to a wonderful episode of the Judgies Podcast. My name is John.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Christopher.
And we are the Judgies. That's right. Here we are in beautiful, sunny Los Angeles, California.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Illinois.
Mm. Close enough.
Yeah, the opposite of Los Angeles.
Correct.
It's the other long state, guys.
I would.
California is long, right?
It's tall. But like Tennessee is probably longer because it's thin.
What?
I feel like.
When you look at California on a map,
yeah.
You go, wow, that's a long state compared to other states.
I would not call it a tall state.
Why?
I mean, I understand why you're saying tall.
Yeah,
because
it's tall
he's
this
not
way.
Tall. And he's got to like say other things are tall so that he feels tall.
Yeah, so like California is tall, so like in the grand scheme, we're all kind of short, right?
It's actually called Tallifornia. Yeah,
I know that Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Yeah,
yeah,
Danny Tallifornia.
Yeah, it's all about that Tallifornication.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys call it when you have sex? Is Tallifornication?
Yes. How did you know that? Were you spying on us?
The fucking flea told me.
What?
He swore to secrecy.
Yeah, he let the flea out of the bag in a way.
I was doing a write-up on the plague today.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, somebody asked me to create a fact sheet about plague.
Like bubonic or otherwise?
Actually pneumonic.
Pneumonic plague.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of sounds like it sounds.
It makes it easier to remember. You do a little rhythm in your head to help you remember it.
Yeah.
The pneumonic plague.
Like a mnemonic device.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But no.
That was an infectious disease joke, technically. You have to legally laugh.
I legally have to laugh at that.
You're fired if you don't.
You can't fire me.
Your job's on the line, Erica.
I don't give a shit. I'll quit all my jobs.
And speaking of Erica's job, I hear you got a little story for the pod.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, as y'all probably know, I am pregnant.
Oh!
I'm at the stage in my pregnancy now that all of a sudden today I am starving at all times.
Okay.
And my coworker came up to bother me, as she does, as I was diligently working on a report about plague, for sure. I wasn't doing anything else.
It seems weird that we got to take it back. It seems weird that you're saying plague and you're just like, you should all know which plague. And then it was the wrong plague.
It's not the wrong plague. You guys don't know what plague is then.
Correct. Is it a book?
No. The plague.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
the,
more like a theater kind of thing.
Right.
It's like referring to like prince instead of like the prince. It's like I feel like it's two different things. Oh,
no. So plague is caused by a bacteria called Yersinia pestis.
Obviously.
Okay.
We all knew that.
You know what? Yersinia is a pestis. How about that?
That's very similar to the joke I made.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
Then say the joke quick. We don't want to step on your toes here.
So there's three different types of plague. It's not really a type. It's three different almost kind of stages. So one kind of leads into the other, could potentially lead into the other. First stage is when you're bit by a flea or another. Usually fleas cause bubonic plague. So bubonic means that you have a swollen lymph node, right? Swollen lymph nodes. Okay. So bubonic infects your lymphatic system.
Okay.
And then if left untreated, it can turn into septicemic.
Okay, and
that's in your bloodstream,
your nose. Yeah.
Yes, so that's when you start seeing like the lesions all over the body, the skin, like there's blood under your skin and into your organs and stuff where it's not supposed to be. Skin turns black, dies, sloughs off. Okay. And then if that's left, you know, if somebody's not getting treated, then listen, you asked me.
No. I just hate the phrase sloughs off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, anyway, so if you left untreated again, you can cough up some infected droplets.
Get slough off some droplets.
And then if somebody around you inhales those droplets, then you get pneumonic plague.
Oh, because of lungs.
Correct.
Okay.
Like pneumonia.
Sure. And so the joke
had nothing to do with plague.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm pregnant, right? And I'm hungry. And
you're plagnant.
My coworker comes up. She's gonna, you can cut all that about plague, to be honest.
No.
Okay.
Never.
Nobody wants to know about plague. There are several cases of plague every year, just so everybody knows. It's not gone.
Be on the lookout.
And make sure you brush your teeth. You don't want plague buildup.
That's plaque.
Oh. Well, there's three stages of plaque.
Yeah.
I can't argue. I don't know shit about teeth, so. And would you just let me get to my joke, please? I said this wasn't going to be enough for a circle jerk, and I feel like we're doing it right now. Goddamn. Anyway, she came over, and I said, this baby's making me hungry, like I need a snack. And she goes, I can't fucking remember.
Come on. You're killing me.
She said, because my... Okay, so she said you need a narsh something. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, you don't know what that is? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, it's just another word for snack. I was like, what?
Is it, hang on. Is it a shorthand for nourishment?
Maybe.
A narsh?
I don't know. She said, like, nosh or something like that. And she's like, you really don't know what that is? And I said, nah, sure don't.
Okay, well, yeah, thank you. Amazing.
Hey, that was great. Fantastic.
Oh, really got me going.
Erica, I do have to say that delivery, while it was good, was not expedited, much like the shipping on this package that we're opening up in the mail time part of our podcast.
First of all, you got me on a tangent about plague.
Here, I'm going to have to cut you off real quick, Erica. We've been running real tangenty in the last few episodes. I have a tight timeline I have to run on, so please open that package.
Of course, anyway, we got sent this into our P.O. box. That is P.O. Box 58 in Ottawa, Illinois, 61350. Address it to Erica only, or else she gets upset.
I don't know, it's a king cake. What?
Oh, it's a king cake.
It's Mardi Gras themed.
Because it was perishable, we did pre-open it, but they have not seen the cards inside. I have.
It's a Kringle king cake, so I'm assuming it's like a Wisconsin Kringle, which are delicious. This doesn't look like a Kringle, though.
Well, that's a king cake. It says it right there.
For those of you that don't know, there's a little tiny hidden baby somewhere inside this cake.
What?
That's the king in the cake.
I thought the king was me, because I'm a short king.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Get them titties out.
It smells so good. Speaking of getting those titties out, yeah, look at that.
Oh,
the baby's not in the cake?
King's not in the cake.
There's supposed to be a baby in the cake.
Sorry to spoil it for you. No king in the cake.
It's the king cake has its roots in the celebration of the birth of Christ.
Christian?
The oval.
We don't gotta worry about the king.
The oval coffee cake tradition has a special gift baked inside to represent the gift of the Christ child.
Christian child? That's me.
No, it says Christ.
Read the
child.
Other one that has the note on it.
You were asking me about the baby.
What a shit show.
Let's just start over. Let's just start over.
I'm on a tight schedule, Erica. We got a note.
Do you want me to read the card or not?
Yes.
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
Hello, this is part 2 of your gifts. We wanted to send you a hometown treat. Enjoy. P.S. Happy birthday, Chrissy.
Oh, thank you. Chaos. Chaos.
I don't feel like I should put this on the ground in case Judah tries to come at any.
Just close the top.
Oh.
All right, we got 45 seconds. Josh, give them an intro on what we do on this podcast.
Guys, we don't just make shit shows on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And what that entails is going online and finding internet stories for us to laugh at and read at and judge at. And sometimes Christian does that.
First story of the night, guys. I'm on a real tight schedule here, so we're really going to have to speed our way through it. But we are a little ahead of schedule, so I got to kill 20 seconds.
No.
I got to kill 20 seconds.
No.
15 more
seconds.
I'm
going to do my damnedest to get you so off schedule. I'm gonna stall constantly. It's my personal goal this episode.
All right, that's going to make us have to pivot already off of our first story. Here we go with our second story, confessions.
Are you serious?
I like to creep around my home and act like a goblin.
R/confessions. Okay.
I like to creep around my house and act like a goblin.
Did you really skip the first story?
Yeah. You were giving me goblin vibes, and so I'm going to read my goblin story.
I can't believe he just called his wife a goblin.
Well, in a way.
You felt the vibes you're giving off. That was goblin vibes through and through.
Mm-hmm. Taking applicants for new husband or,
wow.
or wife.
Just That's saying. Fucked. I don't know why.
So I'm trying to be. What's up?
Trying to be goblin this dick. Guys, we're on a tight schedule.
You might as well skip this story.
The buttons were planned.
It's in the timeline. I don't know why, but I just enjoy doing this. Maybe it's my way of dealing with stress or something else, but I just do it about once every week. Generally, I'll carry around a sack and creep around in a sort of crouch walking position, making goblin noises.
I need an example of a goblin noise. That's a cat.
No, that's a pretty good.
I'm a goblin. Hey, get over here.
It's just about as
he's like kind of
imagine.
Like New York gangster, but shorter.
Yeah,
see? Yeah, I'm a goblin. I got my sack.
Where do you find a burlap sack nowadays?
It's a novelty store.
Where do I find a novelty store?
Goblin
these days?
Town.
Okay, that you know what? You answered all of my questions, guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the story. Then I'll walk around my house and pick up various different trinkets and put them in my bag while saying stuff like, I'll be having that, and laughing maniacally in my goblin voice. Trinkets can include anything from shit I find on the ground to cutlery or other utensils. I'm so glad they told us.
This is just their way of cleaning up. I kind of like it. They're like cosplaying chores.
Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that.
You know what? That is cool.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say cool.
No, that's really rad. We're definitely what we would never make fun of the person that submitted this, and no one on the podcast would submit two stories about themselves. The other day, I was talking with my neighbors, and they mentioned hearing weird noises, like what I just wrote about, and I was internally screaming the entire conversation. I'm about 99% sure they don't know it's me. But God, that 1% chance is seriously weighing on my mind.
How, so thin walls, right?
Gotta be thin walls.
Like, must be in
or
an apartment.
Or he's just being real loud.
He's getting deep in the goblin mode.
Sometimes the goblin takes over and I head outside and find little things in the yard. You know?
Yeah.
Like, my dog swallowed a quarter 3 months ago and I'm like, that's for me. It's like my own like personal savings account, but I don't accrue interest, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you find a dollar in your pocket, and this goblin finds a quarter and some shit.
Okay.
Sure.
And yeah. The absolute joy when you find a mystery dollar in your pocket.
Yeah.
It's like you should be mad. You lost that dollar for who knows how long, and you find it, and it makes your whole day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Especially if it's head side up when you find the dollar.
Yeah.
It's good luck.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, we've all heard that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
Have you guys found money?
Not in a long time.
So this is one thing that the perks of being a dog walker has. And by okay. dog walker, I mean I walk my dog. I have Judah specifically has sniffed out probably $28 at least.
Did
like we'll just be
him?
Walking and he'll just like pull towards the street and I look and there's just a fucking crisp fiver in the fucking gutter. Like, legit, I've probably found, like, over $25 just from him, like, pulling towards cash.
And how long of a time span, like, since you got him?
3 years, 4 years.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's almost paid for himself.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
How much training did that require?
Zero. I mean, previous owners.
Caesar Milan on the phone?
Yeah. Just hit. I don't know. Previous owner must have just been, like, a fucking goblin. Like, big goblin energy. Just trying to train a little goblin dog.
That makes sense. I have one memorable time finding money. I found like $140 or something like that. And it was like almost cartoonish the way I found it. It was like every like 10 feet, it was another like $20 bill. And I'm just like, ooh. And I like look up and I'm just like, whoa. So I walk like I was going to a friend's house. And it's like it was like walking down their sidewalk. And I'm just like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
And then he wound up at a witch's house in the woods.
Yeah. It could have happened. My goblin mode kicked in, all right?
Once goblin mode is in, the thing is they got real bad goblin vision, and you're just narrow-minded.
Yep. Easily distracted.
Yeah.
Shiny things, especially if they're green.
Yeah, and heads up.
Then I had a moral dilemma of going into my friend's house and having to be like, do I ask him if it's his money?
Oh, no.
What?
Absolutely fucking not. What are the chances? Finders keepers.
Was he walking to his own house from yours?
Well, no, but it's like, what if he parked in the street for some reason? It was just a lot of money on the ground to just be like, hey, I found this like in your neighbor's
yard.
Was
it my house? You fucker.
That's for that $140. That was my mom's birthday present money.
That's the money I used to train Judah to find cold hard cash.
And now, how do you guys feel about Julia Fox and Kanye's relationship ending because he wasn't accepting of her goblin mode?
Very unfortunate.
I don't know who she is.
Uncut Gems.
I mean, I have seen and heard that 800,000 times.
Yeah, she's an actress in the movie Uncut Gems.
I've never seen the movie.
Well, she also neither goes goblin mode, and Kanye was not a fan, so they ended it.
Are you saying she's a gold digger?
No.
I don't know. They had to cut that relationship short, just how we have to cut this story short so we can get to the next one so we don't run out of time. We're on a tight ship. There's a tight ship. Tell, you got 1 minute and 12 seconds.
One time in seventh grade, I found a little ball-sized purse, and it had pencils and stuff in it. I don't know how it was a ball, but it also had $27 in it. And I gave it to the front office of the school, and every single day for a week, I came back and asked if somebody claimed it, because they said after a week I could have it. And by the fourth day, the person was like, hey, you got to stop coming in here and asking. And I was like, okay. Came back on the seventh day, and I got it, all 27 bones.
Hey, man, yes. Yes, dude, yes. I love to hear it. Unfortunately, you told that story a little too fast. We got 40 seconds to kill now.
Just dead air. We'll just fill it with dead air.
Don't worry. We'll catch up with it on the back end of the podcast. Don't worry. It'll give us a little breathing room, you know?
This is going to be really hard for me to listen back to on 1.5 times speed, because I feel like we're talking fast.
Yeah.
Let's take a chill pill.
You want to slow down?
Yeah.
We got 19 seconds.
No. Christian's mad maxing this episode. Full blast.
You
pedal to the metal.
You
whole
you're
time,
right, Erica.
And it's giving me anxiety.
We're Fury Road in this bitch.
I heard Tom Hardy was a real dick in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about that. Am I the asshole for telling my son I was disappointed after he and his wife lied about my grandson's birth date?
Yes.
I'm going to go with yeah.
I don't remember the full title.
That was a long title.
Basically, grandma is mad at her son for lying about her grandson's
birthday. We don't have time
birthday.
For you to keep reading it, though. So like, no, let's
got,
just get to the meeting.
No,
of it.
I got time allocated for this. I knew there was going to be questions about the title, so I allocated time for it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice vocabulary word. Is that what you want us to say? Is that what you were fishing for?
I mean,
I don't know if he's gotten a good word before.
From you?
No. Like, you know how you and I compliment each other on big words?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's said one. Today's your day, though, with allocated.
I got. Did anybody pay attention to what second code that was at so we can wait the appropriate 30 seconds so I can properly cut this and still have the mental tracker in my head?
Are you editing this episode?
Don't worry about it. My son, I think so.
Yes.
My son, 23, and his wife just had a baby boy. Congratulations.
We're going to have a baby boy.
And everyone is overjoyed and excited. But there are some issues that have risen recently. While my daughter-in-law was pregnant, I suggest that I host a welcome home party for my grandson right after she gets discharged from the hospital.
Nope.
That seems like a red flag, right?
That's a bad idea.
Who doesn't want to have a party the day they're leaving the hospital?
At their house. Birth? At their own home.
Well, no, the mother was going to hold it for them.
At their house, though, right?
Ah, yeah. Well, I made the arrangements and even... Oh, wait, at her house. I made the arrangements and even emptied a room for them to stay at. But for some reason, she was against it. She said that she would rather spend the first few weeks at home with her newborn.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not only that, but she said no to the welcome party.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I talked to my son, and he said, oh, we'll see.
Mm-mm. Bad husband. Divorce. Immediately divorce.
Which grandparent is it? Like, on the son's side? Yeah. It's like the son's mom?
Yeah.
And dad? Okay.
But just a couple of days ago, we found out that my daughter-in-law had given birth 2 weeks ago now, and no one knew about this. My nephew had to tell me, and I immediately called my son, and he confirmed it. He and his wife lied and then hid the date of the birth from the family. I told him that this was not acceptable. Lying just because they didn't want a welcoming party and love and support being given to them from our family? I told him that I was disappointed because, for one, he ruined our welcoming for our grandbaby. And also, I invited family members, and they were all rightfully disappointed as well. He said that it was his last resort after I kept pushing him and made him and his wife feel uncomfortable. But that was not appreciated because we're just trying, okay? We're trying to be good.
What tone indicators did they have on that for you to give that reaction?
I don't know.
/ HIA. That stands for hands in air.
We just want to celebrate a new family member in a proper manner. We had an argument, and he ended the call upon saying, I ruined his joy for his newborn. My husband started texting him since he stopped replying to our phone calls, and now is threatening to block my nephew from tattling.
Good.
For tattling. But I think that my nephew was decent enough to inform the family. Otherwise, God knows how long my son and his wife were going to hide their son from us.
I mean,
just to keep us at arm's length?
It can't be that much longer.
Yeah.
You can't be pregnant for much more than 9 months without some questions being asked.
I don't know if you know this, but 40 weeks is 10 months.
Oh, that's why I said much longer, and I didn't know that.
Okay.
Goblins can be pregnant for much longer than 40 months.
We've always been kind and welcoming to my daughter-in-law and her family. I don't know why she would do this and disrespect the family like that. On the other hand, some family members see it as a justified action because we kept insisting on the party. P.S. Some folks, I'd appreciate it if you left my nephew out of this conflict because he's not a part of this.
He literally is.
A little snitch.
How old is the nephew? I feel like there's an age range where tattling isn't a word anymore.
Thankfully, they included that information. The nephew was 24.
That's not tattling. That's ratting.
Yeah.
He's a rat.
He's a goddamn rat. He's not a tattler.
You better not catch him out on the fucking streets, all right? We're going to roll you, you little rat.
I think it's absolutely perfectly fine for them to just be like, hey...
We're not doing that.
Clearly, the grandparents have boundary issues.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I wonder why they had to fucking lie to their own parents.
Yeah.
They're just like, how does she not remember how, like, brutal childbirth can be? Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, no, I would love to have a party after that.
Well, and maybe she likes it. You know, like, maybe she's just more extroverted and wants that attention.
And when was this posted?
It was posted
4 months in the future.
Okay, so just a refresher for everybody that might have forgotten. We're still in a pandemic, okay?
That's true.
And we still have 5 months left in our pregnancy, so who knows how the state of the world will be then. But I still don't plan on having my entire extended family, plus Christian's extended family.
And Josh's extended family.
And Josh's extended family over to anyone's house to show off my literal newborn.
Yeah.
A day after coming home from the hospital. Absolutely fucking not.
Newborns notoriously strong immune systems.
I mean, ours will, but most newborns know.
Yeah, especially not during a pandemic. Like, I don't care if you think it's over, it's not over.
Yeah, we're mid-pandy, absolutely.
Yeah.
Quit calling it pandy. I don't like that.
What would you call it then?
That's pandemic.
That's a mouthful.
Like, allocate?
That's a good word. I should have gotten credit for it. I don't know if we gave me the proper credit, but I should have gotten.
Editor, can you play it back for us?
That's going to fuck up the timing. I'm sorry.
It's funny. Like, I mean, there's many reasons why you wouldn't, including, like, health and safety of the kid or just mm-hmm. time off or your mental health. But also, like, she probably didn't have time to go full goblin mode and to clean up the house.
Shut up.
I'm on maternity leave. I couldn't go goblin mode.
I can't go goblin mode with this little stinker behind
There's
me.
Trinkets everywhere on my floor.
The baby's the ultimate trinket.
Just throwing the baby in the burlap sack. Get in there, Joseph.
Got a burlap baby Bjorn.
I think that story is absolutely fucked. That woman sucks.
Yeah.
And I hope she realizes by posting it on the internet for strangers to judge her. I hope she realizes she's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm really hoping it's fake because it's like, how are you this oblivious?
Yeah.
And how is no one putting like a damper on your parade here to just like think this was a cool idea?
Yes. And every single relative that was like, yeah, I understand you want to see the baby, but the fact that you're like, yep, we're going to have a fucking blowout picnic party literally the day after this baby's born, you're an asshole too. Fuck you. Let these parents enjoy the first couple weeks of their newborn and adjust to their life.
Hmm. Yeah.
Especially if it's their first kid. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just trying to keep this baby alive.
How many days post-birth can I see the little shit?
You're supposed to be in the delivery room. That's Didn't we fair. Tell you that?
You have to hold my hand. How am I going to make it through this, Josh?
Christian's in stirrups just because he's been eating like shit. His bowels are a mess. He's not looking great.
I'm so bloated.
He needs an epidural because, man, it's getting nasty down there.
Well, my mom's going to be pissed when she hears that because I told her she couldn't be in the delivery room.
Well, she can't.
Well, she'll technically, go full goblin I can mode in only there. Have one support person with me.
Is that because of Pandy or because... Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, Josh would be my one support person. Yeah. And I'd be yours. Like,
so you guys both get a plus one to the delivery room.
Yeah, I think that's how that works, right?
I mean,
just put on a mustache and act like you're the doctor. Different mustache.
that's what's going to make you look like a doctor, is a mustache.
A second mustache.
Yeah, show up in exactly what you're wearing.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, this dude's a doctor.
And I'll just stand like this. No gloves, but just, yeah, I'm
don't
scrubbed
touch
in.
Me, I'm sterile.
Yeah, you're sterile, so you're waiting to get donned.
Yeah. Donned?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you said donned, because at that
well,
point,
that's what it is.
I would have already been donned. That's the dish soap, because famously, hospitals use dish soap for their hand.
Incorrect.
No, I've worked at a hospital, and they do.
Donning and doffing your PPE?
Donning.
Donning.
You're saying dawn.
I am not saying dawn. There's no W. It's donning.
I think we just say it like Midwesterners.
Donning.
I think don is more Midwestern, like don.
I think we're hitting the A of it, like the ugh.
There's no A in Don.
There's not.
But how are you saying? You say it.
Donning.
Dawn. Yeah.
Because you're thinking.
Donning.
You keep thinking she's saying dawn.
I'm not saying dawn. I'm saying donning.
Guys.
How do you say donning and doffing?
I would like to doff off of this story, but we're not on schedule. So.
Also, doff is not a word.
Yes, it is.
Fucked off with that shit. I've never heard that. I am literally a safety personnel at my work.
Then you're shit at your job.
I've only heard about donning, doffing.
Have you never read the Dungeon Master Guide to 5th Edition Dungeons & Dragons? It takes 10 minutes to doff your armor.
Fucking fake
DM. You wear heavy armor and you have to... It takes 10 minutes to doff it.
I thought that was just shorthand for tick off.
And I think it takes a full hour to don your armor.
An hour?
Something like that.
God,
how
damn.
Does it take 10 minutes to take off? But
it's
hour
I don't know. I don't remember. Hey, don't. D&D nerds, don't even fucking get at me.
PPE nerds, get at this man for not knowing what doffing means. You call yourself a safety person.
Doffer? I do.
Hey, I got you.
Boo.
Okay. good call, because we only got 20. We got 40 seconds left in this half. So good call throwing that. Don't want to waste your top half carrot.
Can't take it home with you.
That's because he broke the top half of my carrot off.
I do, just before we go to break, I want to know, do we curse OP's entire lineage for how they're acting? Do we curse them in their entire lineage?
Except for her son.
Yeah. Well, except for the grandson.
Correct. The son and the grandson, the new baby, we don't curse them.
So just the male lineage. The female lineage, yeah. They get cursed with
anyone
the pain of childbirth. Is that what it was with Adam and Eve?
We got 9 minutes.
You gotta go, actually.
Can I also really say that
you got 4 seconds.
Top End Carrot is the worst spinoff of Carrot Top. We'll see you on the back half.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
Relationships take work, especially the most important ones you can have in your life, your relationship with yourself.
A lot of us will drop anything to go help someone we care about. We'll go out of our way to treat other people well, but how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? I know this is an issue I have personally, so I'm sure I'm not the only one out there.
Guess what? This month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind everybody that you matter just as much as everyone else does. And therapy is a great way to make sure you show up for yourself. You know what I do for some nice self-help? Take a day, relax, take a nice long walk with my dog, and then talk about my feelings.
For those that need assistance with that, BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Judgies listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/judgies.
Sorry, did you say that was 10% off?
That's right, and that's at BetterHelp, BetterHelp. .com/judgies, JUDGIES.
Thanks, BetterHelp.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this side of the break. Way less anxiety over here. Erica's got the carrot.
We've all calmed down a bit.
I mean, there's really only one person who needed to calm down, but...
Well, Goblin Boy over here.
How's the audio on the auxiliary input? Because it was playing and it wasn't playing.
I don't have it plugged in yet.
Ah, okay. Okay, cool. I guess we don't need it yet. That makes sense.
I was just getting you prepared.
Hey, it's prepped. Our listener submission audio from Skaman on Instagram, it's ready.
It's prepped and it's ready to go. Just like this audio drop here.
Circle Jerk.
From Emo Joseph.
We love it.
Go stream Mostly Dead. Follow him on Instagram and TikTok.
And Twitter.
So on the back half of our podcast, we like to do a little thing called Circle Jerk. I mean, Jerk around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we're taking it back to an old classic of Hurt Turks.
Ooh. We're doing Hurt Turks on the Circle Jerge?
I found a website called Obsev, O-B-S-E-V, Obsev. And they had 25 of the internet's hottest takes.
Okay. Ooh. And so we get to Jerge Hurt Turks.
Yeah.
I like that. Erica, thoughts?
Well, I mean, we'll hear what the Hurt Turk is. And then we judge each other.
Agree
on
or
our...
disagree.
Yeah.
And leave down in the comments below if you agree or disagree.
That was my goblin coming out.
So fucking lame.
I don't know why this is my goblin pose. Kanye West would hate it.
First hot take we have here is bacon's not that great. Bacon in the entire culture that celebrates it, it's awful.
Well,
I agree. I think bacon's fine. It's not worth the effort or smell.
Yeah. I feel like I don't think it's awful. I think bacon's pretty good. But I agree that the culture around bacon.
Like the 2011 bacon.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Craze.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Also, vegan bacon is
get it out of here.
Easier to cook and it tastes the same because it's just.
You know, really?
Yeah.
Turkey bacon's pretty good too.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
I mean, it doesn't have the same texture. It looks like a bacon strip, but...
Okay. Ew.
I feel like bacon, it's good if you have it, like, 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And once you pass that threshold, it's like, ugh. It gets
you know,
a little gross.
And this is going to be a hot take in your eyes, because I don't give a shit about bacon on burgers.
I don't either.
You literally every single order you have of a cheeseburger has bacon on
it. I only do that from Culver's.
Okay,
Culver's
but
is like, the only place that nails it.
Well, it's like 90% of our orders for burgers.
Is Culver's, does Culver's do good bacon?
Yeah, usually. Like, it's good for fast food bacon.
Okay.
And that's just the burger that was on the menu
yeah.
that I liked. And now I just order it every time because I
you don't, like
don't
change.
Change.
Yeah.
Next hot take we have here is small children should cost more to have travel with you.
Fuck that.
No, that's fucking stupid as shit.
Why?
That's such a selfish, dumb thing. Well, if we're going to assume that all these are serious takes, that's the dumbest fucking take.
But they're. Have you ever had to deal with a whiny, snot-nosed brat?
Not personally.
Hmm, then you wouldn't know how this feels.
But
that's
I wouldn't,
because you're the youngest sibling.
I wouldn't feel better if I got charged more for bringing on a tyke, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The writer writes here, have you ever had to share a plane with a child from the age of 2 to 12?
Yeah.
It's an actual nightmare. They're restless, they're loud, and their parents never just seem to have any control over them. And how is it that they take up more space than three grown adults combined, Joshua?
They don't. Like, what? Also, how is charging them more affecting you?
It would theoretically have less kids on flights because yeah. people don't want to pony up the cash yeah. to get Jonathan on the
kids
fucking
are already
flight.
Fucking expensive enough. Like,
yeah.
can we?
That's what I'm saying. It's a very privileged take here.
Well, here's Erica. If you want to have a child, you should be able to afford a private jet. That's the thing. That should be the like the bar, you know?
It's a little late for that.
Can I?
I got the PJ on order already. I got the JP PJ ordered. It's Joji's podcast, Private Jet.
Oh, my God. The branding is immaculate. We have to get it now. It'd be silly for us to not get it.
It's a business expense. I think we can write it off, and it'll be like we're at a loss for the next, I don't know, 10 years.
You know, you can timeshare a private jet.
That hang on. That sounds like a bad idea.
That's a poor mentality.
I mean, all timeshares are bad ideas.
Middle ground. Can we meet in the middle ground and say maybe there should be a, like, you know, economy first class children section of the plane.
Okay, yeah, no, that
have like a clown back there with the
no.
curtains.
Ball pit.
I will never get on another plane again if there's a clown.
Ball
but
pit
it's just
in the
kids section.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a child.
Well, you don't go back
no,
there.
Yeah,
with
it's
them.
Kids only with the backwards.
You
kind
of just kick them.
You
kick
think
them in.
That I'm going to trust any clown at well ever any clown for any reason, but with my child,
he's not caring for him.
No.
Okay.
Then what's he doing there?
Being creepy.
Entertaining.
Being creepy.
Not caring for them, they're just entertaining them.
Do I have time for a tangent?
I mean, how long? We got...
It's a quick one.
Okay, yeah.
My mother lives next to a funeral home, so he's a mortician, and he's a clown on the weekends.
Hey, everybody deals with trauma different ways.
Isn't that terrifying?
That's a nightmare.
It's terrifying.
Imagine showing up in the wrong outfit. Like, that's a classic sitcom ruse. Like... Funeral today. I thought it was Tommy's birthday.
He followed me around at a fair once in his little car, and I'm scared of clowns. And I told him to fuck off, but I was like a little kid, so me telling an adult man to fuck off was not approved of. I don't care. He left me alone after.
He did the little flower squirter, but it was soap in your mouth to wash your mouth out after cursing at him.
He donned you.
Could you imagine how cool it'd be to go goblin mode in a funeral home?
What the hell?
Think of how many trinkets are just laying
all
around on
trinkets.
People's wrists.
Yeah, like you know how fun it'd be to like, ooh, goblin mode, and like you're picking in dead people's pockets. You're sticking quarters in their pockets. You're taking $100 no. bills face up out of their pockets.
Next hot take.
Okay, I'm glad that one wasn't a hot take.
Grandma Linda's getting buried in a nice watch. Just snatch that out. She doesn't need to tell time in the ground.
Clutch them pearls.
Grandma Linda. Pick a different name.
Grandma Josephine. Do you have a Grandma Josephine?
I mean,
no,
that's
but that's
fuck
what
we
were going to name our kid if it was a girl.
Grandma Jacqueline.
All right.
Because I'll be Jacqueline all her watches.
Ooh.
Boo.
ASMR videos are annoying AF.
That's not a hot take.
It's a like, personal opinion.
Like, when did these become a thing? 1 second, Instagram's explore page is filled with terrible memes and dad jokes. And then the next minute, It's just all this slime.
Then get off Instagram.
Slime.
Slime and soft sounds, and people trying desperately to get likes based on relaxation responses, but mostly just slime.
So you have a problem with slime. The S in ASMR is not slime.
What does it stand for?
Sono something. Audio sono something.
It's like the response. It's like the tingles that you get from ASMR.
You know what my favorite ASMR sounds are? Back cracking. Knuckle cracking, joint cracking.
A horrible take.
The cracking of leaves under, crunchy leaves under your feet.
That's a much hotter take than saying ASMR is bad. I feel like most people don't like ASMR.
Yeah.
You know what else ASMR I like?
Hmm.
Pimple popping.
A horrible.
When you can hear it.
Stop while you're behind.
Next hot take. Skipping breakfast is fine and healthy even.
I wouldn't say it's healthy, but I think
I also would say that's like a mild... lukewarm.
Yeah.
Take. I haven't ate a consistent breakfast my entire
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
I do.
Same.
But like even in like school I didn't eat breakfast. I was just like I don't eat breakfast, dog.
I didn't have time for breakfast cuz I had to get my little sister ready for school. And that was a fucking chore in itself.
I believe that.
She was the true goblin of this story. Her little trinkets were my tears.
Closes book sack and pushes off the table.
Yes. Not everyone requires a whole three solid meals a day. And there's no proof that people who eat breakfast are any better off than those who don't. And while we're at it.
That's got to be refutable.
Turning a bag of popcorn into a meal is okay too, but not necessarily recommended on a daily basis. Which I don't get where that's coming from. I don't know where the popcorn is coming from.
Somebody clearly shamed them.
Well, they
for
take
because
it's okay. It's like cornmeal, like cornflakes and shit, right?
What
is that? What is that? What the popcorn's coming from? Where's the popcorn coming from?
They just like skinny pop.
Oh.
This person's intermittent faster, and I think she needs
this
to.
This person has an eating disorder. I think.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't have to eat breakfast. I agree with that statement.
I mean, you don't need to shame somebody for eating breakfast. Just leave people and their food habits alone.
You don't shame them, but you do bully them and give them a complex for their entire life, you know?
I do know.
People who aren't friends with their exes aren't worth dating.
Wow. Now that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
That one has a hot take.
I don't think you need... You can read the little thing. It's going to be like... Honestly, it shows maturity that they can talk to their ex and still remain civil. And while we're at it, I think you should fuck your ex every now and then.
Get a tattoo with them, even.
Oh, I don't know how I lost the picture.
Sauce.
This is very unfortunate, guys. This is going to fuck up everything.
I'll vamp here. I think it's weird that you... I don't think it's... bad if somebody is potentially friends with their exes, but I wouldn't state that as a requirement to date them.
Agreed.
It's also fine if you don't talk to your ex.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, they're, for the most part, they're an ex for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
There's plenty of toxic relationships that you should probably just cut ties with altogether.
Yeah.
Breakups are tricky, but if things end on fairly copacetic terms, there's no reason two people shouldn't be able to remain friendly with each other.
This person just found out the word copacetic and needed a way to push it on the internet.
We just talked about this last night.
We did, but you're both pronouncing it wrong. It's copacetic, not septic.
I was just repeating. I've never heard the goddamn word before.
I've heard it before,
you've
and
never
I don't
heard the
know
song
how to
by
read
Local
it.
H?
Oh, you don't know a small band, Local H?
They had that one hit that's got the word copacetic in it.
I sincerely doubt I have heard it.
Google it.
If someone feels the need to completely cough an ex for no good reason, then they're too immature to be in a relationship with someone new anyways.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
This
I don't agree with that.
Just got broken up with and they're like, no, it's actually fine to have friends with exes.
We got another good one here. Family recipes aren't always good recipes, okay?
Okay.
That's fair. Also, not a hot take.
Just because your grandma's grandmother used to make 6-bean casserole every Sunday night doesn't mean that 6-bean casserole is any good. It's probably terrible, actually. And no one is interested in it outside of your immediate family.
This person went to a Super Bowl party with the 7-layer bean dip and got pissed about it.
Yeah. everybody's fucking raving about the six bean casserole. No one's even bringing up my 7-layer bean dip. Are you fucking kidding
me? There's one more layer. Less beans, to be sure.
On Super Bowl Sunday, nonetheless, the biggest day of the year, the biggest marketing day of the year, and you're gonna talk about my product poorly in front of all my friends and family? I'm pissed. We're running out of time. I got a lot left here, so we're going to have to kind of go as speed
round. Were
you
planning on doing all 25?
No, I weeded out the bad ones.
Okay, cool.
You did a great job. You have.
We only have a minute 30 left, so we're going to have to go
just one
speed
more
round. Friends isn't a good show.
Okay, fine.
Fair. The Beatles are terrible.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Very influential.
Special moment videos are fucking obnoxious.
What does that mean?
I think it's like
military personnel coming home.
Yeah, and like dad sees new baby for the first time.
Just
like,
don't watch them. It's easy.
Wow.
We're speed running. Keep going.
Shit. Emotional support animals aren't service animals.
Yes, they are.
Incorrect. That's just ableist. That's not a hot take.
See, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I cut this one off the list, but one is like, I can't remember exactly how they said it, but it's like, if you have an impairment, that's not a personality trait. It's like, why is this on the list? This is an important one. Wreck-It Ralph is better than Brave, okay? We're gonna say it.
I've never seen Wreck-It
Ralph.
We
want it to be heard. Wreck-It Ralph is better than Brave.
I've seen Brave. It's pretty good.
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Have you seen Brave?
Yeah.
I fell asleep during it.
We've all seen Brave, but not Wreck-It Ralph. Interesting. What does that say about society?
It just goes to show good marketing, because like I would have never been caught dead watching Wreck-It Ralph, but I saw Brave.
Can I get a bless you?
You didn't
bless
sneeze.
You.
I did.
We got 10 seconds. Frozen is dog shit.
Wrong.
No, it's a fine movie.
Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's bad.
And finally here, we have Hawaiian pizza. Fucks, dude.
Correct.
It's good?
Fucks. Yeah.
Fucks is good here.
That's fair. Yeah, that's a good point.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to cut those laughs short. We're running over a little bit.
Wait, so we are cutting?
No.
Guys, if you want to send in a listener submission, please send in a story to judgiespod@gmail.com or Instagram @judgiespod, or send us in a listener submission sound like Skaman did over on Instagram. He went full goblin mode. And send in this sound. Thank you.
Erica didn't like Inside that much. There isn't much more to say about it. Boys really liked it, but she didn't take. They really thought she would get something out of it. Everyone's different. Some just prefer jokes with farts or poo. Listener submission time. Finish the circle judge. Everyone's feeling fine. Judges, they're going at it. Christian, Eric, and Joshua, tell them about it.
Did he just call me Eric?
I think so. Absolutely wonderful.
Crushed that was it. Incredible until you called me Eric. That's we don't do that name here. It's my dad.
That was
name.
Wonderful.
Very, very
beautiful
good.
Rendition of
it was.
Bo Burnham's inside outside. What's this? Look who's inside. Look who's on inside again.
Calls himself a fan. Doesn't even know the name.
Sorry, but it was absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much.
It was great, again, until you called me Eric. I'm offended.
They had to fit it in. Just like I have to fit in this listener-submitted story. Hi, judges.
Hello.
I love your podcast so much.
Thank you.
I listen all the time and legitimately can't stop laughing from beginning to end, as all good listeners do.
Can't wait for you to hear this one. It's such a show.
Now to my story. Am I the asshole for not buying my mother-in-law dinner? I, 22 female, and my boyfriend, 26 male, decided to go to dinner tonight because I had a really bad day at work and didn't feel like I had the capacity to cook for my family tonight.
It's fair.
I let my mother-in-law know that that she is to fend for herself and that the two of us are going out. She then asked, oh, well, what's for dinner? To which I replied, whatever you find, because I'm just buying for me and Dean. She didn't like this answer and started fake huffing and crying. I laughed a bit and I took my attention away from her and started petting our dog. But that's when my boyfriend came downstairs, and my mother-in-law set in the motion of her attack. Sammy says that she won't buy dinner for me. She wants me to starve. She complained, buy me dinner while you're out. Buy me dinner while you're out. And she went back to watching Netflix. So sure, my boyfriend would say, yes, mommy. Fucking baby, little mama's boy. He would say yes to mommy, then like. No, Dean said sternly. We literally took you to get pastries last night. We got you a Kringle last night.
Does it actually say Kringle?
No.
No, it says King Cake.
We took you for pastries last night, bought you dinner for a whole week last week because you had COVID and refused to eat Sammy's cooking.
Took you for pastries sounds like a baker's way of saying they offed someone.
Like yeah. Swimming with the fishes.
Yeah, we took you for pastries last night.
And we've literally been the only ones doing chores around the house for a whole month now. So take care of yourself. Dean's got a backbone.
Hell yeah.
My mother-in-law was fuming. She lifted herself from the couch, stormed upstairs, and just before slamming her bedroom door, shouted, you can either buy me dinner or don't come back home.
What?
Dean and I looked at each other, sighed, and went on our way. We went to Olive Garden, by the way, and their fried mozzarella was fuego, fire, 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 fire emoji.
It's a little rude to go out and not get your mother-in-law dinner, and you're still getting apps. Does that make sense?
I could see that.
Like, if it was a monetary thing and you're going to pay for a fucking $13 app at OG, I don't know.
How do you know that they didn't eat the fried mozzarella as their dinner?
Yeah, Josh.
Email them back right now.
I am doing it right now. Hopefully we got enough time in the schedule here. We're running a little tight. On our way home, we stopped by Kneaders and got her a chocolate dome in place of the dinner we had refused to buy her. I don't know. Is that like a lava cake? What's a chocolate dome?
I think that
sounds fucking good.
I think that's a baker's way of doing torture. They get a pot of hot chocolate and pour it on them. Like, yeah, you like that, Donna?
Okay.
That's such a good mother-in-law name.
Well, his name's Dean. Dean and Donna. Donna and Dean.
Mm.
And she Donna'd a hot chocolate on her dome.
You suck.
Our dinner was already $60 just for the two of us.
Yeah, because you were appetizers. I mean,
yeah.
As we walked in the door, there she is eating McDonald's. I was happy she came to her senses.
I figured at this point in the story she was homebound. She can just go out and get McDonald's. I guess she got an Uber Eats it.
I was happy she came to her senses until she twisted around and asked, you brought me dinner? No, we didn't, Donna. We brought you a chocolate dome, though. Is that enough for you, Donna?
Damn, Donna got that chocolate dome, though.
I said this while handing it to her. Well, it's not dinner, but okay, she replied with a baby voice. Yucky. This annoyed me, and I went to my room. So I need to know, am I the asshole for not buying my mother-in-law dinner?
No, your mother-in-law sounds like she fucking sucks.
There's a lot of context here that's missing. Whose house is it? Does she have the authority to kick you out of it? Why is she requiring, like, could have just prefaced all of this. I wouldn't say maybe you're the asshole, but like could have prefaced all of this with like, hey, Dean and I are going on a date night.
Yeah.
So, you know, you that can really, cook for yourself.
That
or
puts a kibosh on it pretty yeah. quick.
But I also feel like, I mean, knowing that like they did all that stuff for her previously and it does not sound like she's very grateful for it.
Mm.
With that being said, like, I definitely understand them not wanting to do anything for her. But also, how fucking hard is it to get a to-go meal? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Especially like, with Olive Garden at this time, they got the $5 to-go entree. Come on.
Yeah. But I also...
But you know what? Donna would probably ask, oh, I want extra chicken on it. That's an extra $5. Now it's a $10 to-go. God, Donna.
Yeah, and that shit adds up quick.
God, Donna.
So I get it why they didn't do it, but also, like, if she wasn't such an ungrateful bitch...
Hey, calling it like we see it, okay?
We call them like we see them. I'm fully invested in the plot that these people are bakery hitmen. I think we need to write a script, a spec script of sorts.
Get on it. You've got until next week's episode.
All right, I'm gone all week. Yeah, Christian's out of town all next week, so I got plenty of time.
We got enough time. Just enough time for one last story, guys.
I'm glad.
Is this the one that you skipped the first story?
No, that was the lying about the birth date.
Oh, okay. Good.
This story, it's kind of been a rage on the internet. We've been getting it sent in a lot to us, and so we have to discuss it.
Yeah, but legally we have to.
Sure.
Yeah. And I know all of you dedicated listeners, you go, oh, wow, this is a Christian episode, and I made it 53 minutes into this episode, and I didn't hear a single thing about shit. Well, here we have r/true off my chest.
Okay.
I found out my husband is storing sealed jars of his diarrhea.
Ah.
What the fuck?
Yes, this classic.
It's a big internet story right now.
Mm-hmm.
When was it posted?
6 days ago.
Holy shit.
I only found out about this a few hours ago. And I'm not sure how to deal with this. So any help or advice is appreciated.
A divorce immediately. The end story.
Straight to jail.
Believe it or not, divorce.
While cleaning out our kitchen pantry, I, 24 female, was dusting the top shelf, which I can't see on top of, and noticed the clanging of jars up there.
He put it in the pantry with the food?
When he stores the jars of shit, he calls that dusting the top shelf, too, because a little bit of farts get on there.
Boo.
Here's the thing. I don't think you legally can seal and jar your own diarrhea unless you have a dedicated jarring room in the basement.
It has to be separate from any other, yeah.
Yeah.
And really, you should have a permit from the health department. Also, proper storage should not be on the top shelf. Bottom shelf.
Honestly, wow. Top shelf is just
contamination.
So much dust.
Okay. Wait, because of shit or because of just food in general?
Well, the shit could leak down onto everything below it.
Okay.
Correct. The same reason why you store chicken below any other type of meat.
Okay, that's why, okay. Yeah. I was trying to see the parallel to like actual food, not just, like, crazy that the health department has a thing on storing shit.
No. Just in general, that's...
Anything that leaks.
Yeah.
What if it was a real hard stool? Would you still need to go top with that?
No, that anything stool related should be stored away from food. But if you've got to store it, double bag it.
Loose stool related.
Double bag it.
Okay.
Multiple containers. Airtight. Bottom shelf.
All right, we got to rush through it now. I let you guys get on too far of a tangent.
Are we trying to hit an hour?
Yeah. So I got out the stepladder, and up there is 14 jars filled to the brim with diarrhea.
14.
With sealed lids on them.
Okay.
It's a lot of diarrhea. Yeah. How often are you having diarrhea?
How is he collecting
14?
It?
Are we sure it's not just shit and it kind of breaks down over time?
That's my thought.
Sure. Like, especially if you're like storing it in water, and it'll dissolve.
I wouldn't say water. Probably vinegar. He's probably pickling his shit.
That makes sense, actually.
Does it?
Yeah. He's fermenting it. The consistency in the jars
for
ranges.
Why?
Reasons. The consistency in the jars ranges from brown water to thick black sludge. Which was definitely not diarrhea, guys. Like a mixture of blended slugs. Oh, gross. And the jars are arranged in order from most watery to most viscous.
Okay.
A man of science. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
at least he's organized.
I only know it's diarrhea in the jars because I made the mistake of opening one and the stench is unmistakably the same as what he leaves behind in the bathroom.
I might. I might actually throw up.
Really?
I'm not having a good time.
I'm sorry.
That's fucking gross. Oh my god.
We really goofed up the timeline with this one, boys.
That's fucking nasty. God, I'm struggling.
Oh no, this is a judgy's first.
Here's my bathroom garbage, I guess.
I need you to get off camera, Erica. You're gonna throw up.
Why?
You have to edit it out. I don't think you can show
just
throw up on
me.
YouTube.
Just cut to me.
I got like a few sentences left. Can you make it?
Take the cans off. It probably is worse.
I'm sweating. I'm fucking sweating. This is disgusting.
The smell was bad.
Just do opposite day for the rest of it. The smell was good, like rainbows.
I only live with my husband. And he has IBS. Is that worse? I'm sorry.
IBS-C, if you could believe it.
Do I tell him what I found? Do I just get rid of them?
She hasn't even talked to him yet!
There's an update, but I don't know if Erica can handle it. Hey, next week we're coming back with the update.
Oh,
Erica's not going to make it. Hey guys, we got 2 minutes to throw us out of here.
Guys, thank you for watching. If you want to see us on other platforms, that's at Judgy's Pod. Erica, you want to spell it?
Ugh, J-U-D-G-I-E-S Pod.
And that's on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. We're live streaming at least every Wednesday. And also on Patreon, where you can get bonus episodes one a month and get access to our Discord, where you can talk with other Judgies fans, other piss babies in absolute goblin energy mode, Christian.
And if you have a story about you finding sealed jars of anything on the top shelf, send us in that story. And
kicks that's gams.
That's at judgiespod at, or that's not at, it's judgiespod at gmail.com.
Now, do you know exactly how long our outro sound is?
No, but
it's
our 23
seconds.
Okay, yeah, so this on top of our intro, and then don't forget, hey, the judges love you.
We'll fix it in post!
We won't.
Now I'm going to have to put in a fake 1.5 second silence because I did the math wrong.
Like, I thought the pilk situation was going to make me puke. That story was so fucking vile.
I only got halfway through it.